Good job, Killer, putting the guitars up in the hallway.
Yeah, did you guys see that?
We have country music guitars hanging by our prep room.
So
inside.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
He did it?
Well,
yeah, him and his team.
He had a helper.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey. He and Eric Klaus.
Killer here.
Klausen.
Eric Klaus.
Are they going to post like old Our Lads by our studio?
They should. It's a Our Lads mosaic.
I'm a fan of Our Lads.
They have a laser level.
You know, as you guys started to replay the Grego thing, mm-hmm. Hey Ricky, I was like, they're not going to play the whole thing because it gets a little dodgy. And then I was just in the car like, they're going to play the whole
monkey
thing,
part?
Huh? Yeah. All right.
What not heavily
Ooh,
edited.
We have a couple minutes of outtakes here, too, we can play.
Fun show. Thanks to Shahan Jayaraja for talking some college football with us. And at 2:59,
hey, Ricky,
the Cole Timmerson.
But it was not.
Board Ops, Ham.
Thank you, Motto. Eatsy's Market Ricky. Bakery and Give Me the Vin brings you the Lord of the Lou Motto.
Ricky.
Thank you, Ham.
Never let a monkey.
Thank you very much. I will say hello to the hardline, Bob, Corby, and Dave.
Bob, Corby.
Which I'll be honest, I'm glad to see the three of you here today. I was kind of worried that Milli Vanilli was going to get in the way of the show.
Just wait till 5:30.
Ooh, are they getting Rob Bass in here or whatever?
There is not Rob Bass.
I'm Team Milli.
I'm ready to rock right now.
And I'm Vanilli. And we're...
at each other's throats about one of the guys from
about
the
a suicide.
Well, yeah, about the mode of death.
Not even the band. Not even the fake band.
Awesome. Today is Wednesday, June the 3rd.
Monty, did you like me trying to drill down on the mode of suicide? As
well, details matter.
Corby Klang claimed he was dangling himself over a balcony.
I'll do it.
Like that's not really suicide.
Like he's in Cirque du Soleil.
I'll do it. June the 3rd of 2026, the 154th day, 211 days are left in the year. It is National Chicken Salad Day.
Okay.
Underrated.
Solid.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for tater salad.
You think Kendrick Perkins has clogged the toilet at the Alamo?
At the actual Alamo? Like, why would he go there?
Like in the basement?
Yeah. Just to clog
too many churros?
Balls.
I mean, the plumbing there probably isn't up to spec.
No. Probably.
If he does his top five clogged toilets that he's done, I'll tune in every day.
How long would he have lasted if he was defending the Alamo?
They might have looked at him funny.
I don't know if he had a choice. I mean, I gave him a say in the matter.
Like the first to die on either side.
Gosh.
You guys want to take him out first? All right, cool.
We agree on my something. Enemy.
He's giving his Alamo top five.
It's also Davey Global Crockett. Running Day.
Oh.
So let's all celebrate. On this date in the year 1851, the first baseball uniforms are worn as the New York Knickerbockers wear straw hats, Whoa. White shirts, and blue long trousers.
Whoa.
Straw hats?
Yeah.
To play the game?
Probably looked great.
What were their city connects that year?
And then immediately farm.
You know, it looked great on Walt Frazier.
They had to stop with those uniforms, though, because the right fielder kept chewing up the hats.
It happens. Goat.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Any farm animal. In 1943...
Oh, Sean liked that one.
Tickled.
An altercation between U.S. Navy sailors and young Mexican-Americans on the streets of Los Angeles
Seemed
led
impossible.
To several days of clashes known as the Zoot Suit Riots.
Suit.
During which white mobs attacked Mexican-Americans across the city.
Don't they know Thanks that Mexican Americans like education?
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Could have had many more cousins if it wasn't for you gringos.
Indeed. We're sorry.
Just remember that. In 1956, Santa Cruz, California announced a total ban on rock and roll at public gatherings. Officials called the music detrimental to both the health and morals of our youth and community.
They were right.
Dead on.
They were right.
Still hasn't been lifted.
What year was that?
2018.
It was 1989, right?
1956.
Okay, that sounds about right.
Wasn't rock music even back then just kind of...
It was like rock around the clock tonight. Yeah,
great balls of fire.
Chuck Berry.
We're talking about holding hands.
I don't know. Chuck Berry was into some weird stuff.
Yeah, but he wasn't...
We didn't know it.
Peeing on hookers on stage.
He wasn't writing songs about it.
No.
Can't kiss you, baby.
No covers.
Well, I'm gonna tune on your face.
Gonna make your brown eye blue.
Come on, baby. Just taste my...
Yeah, definitely wasn't singing that.
Wait.
In 1985, Larry King Live debuted on CNN.
Great show. Great show.
Aired all the way up until December of 2010.
Until his run-in with Seinfeld, and that took him down.
Yeah, he never recovered.
No!
Larry King dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
How long ago?
I don't remember. Maybe 10 years?
In.
Breaking news.
Hot dog.
21.
Yeah.
We probably...
He looks so good, though.
Malcolm Young also dead.
Dusty Hill.
Big hero of mine.
Back.
Now, you decided to take the show off the air, right? You weren't canceled? Me?
No.
Canceled?
Garlic.
We had 80 million people watch our show.
Oh.
In 1989, the Houston Astros beat the L.A. Dodgers 5-4 in 22 innings.
Oh, my God. The game, talk. That's what I pray for every night.
7 hours and 14 minutes.
Every night before I go to bed. Please. Just a little prayer.
Like, we usually don't like the zombie runner, but in that situation,
just start with the bases loaded.
Yeah.
Like, Connor, you can take Diamond Talk tonight. Yeah.
Would there be a time where you would quit? Like, in the 18th inning, are you just giving up?
Would you go home? You kind of would have to.
You have to.
What do you mean
you
can't?
Yeah.
Well, you got to be standing by.
I would assume.
Because in this case, the game wouldn't have been over till 2:15.
Oh, you're saying, okay.
No, we're taking
calls. I thought you were asking, would these guys bail before Diamond Talk started?
Diamond
not
what?
Yes.
Tark.
Oh, that was deep.
I did not say.
I thought you were trying to insult us.
I did not say what you suggested I was about to say, although.
At least you're a diamond one.
Yeah. It was a different time.
It's a little shiny.
The best of the best.
Baseball.
Stop it.
In the year 2017.
Don't touch his earmuffs.
See my baseball?
Rock climber Alex Honnold.
The goat.
Makes the first ever free solo climb of El Capitan.
You're the closest thing I know to Alex Honnold. Thank you.
Me?
He what?
I know.
What's up?
He inspired a lot of people.
He did. He inspired me.
Your hero.
And he did it because he can.
Still doesn't seem possible.
And he respected the...
it's not
respected
possible.
The notch.
Impossible.
You're right, Bob. It does seem impossible.
And then the other dude is just like, yeah, not crazy enough. Let's tightrope.
Yeah. Why not?
And where are those squirrel suits?
And why not tightrope without wearing any sort of protection for me? No rubbers.
That's right. Always been your motto.
Here, tie the rope around my dog.
Yeah, mine, you're only about 2,995 feet short.
Just wait.
He's right there.
Do you see how tall that thing was? It was at least 4 feet tall.
Dave, have you not watched the Dark Wizard game?
No.
Dave.
You climb it.
Dave didn't get it authorized.
Yeah.
Too busy watching shows that my wife wants to watch.
He climbs it 500 times. Does it count? Like,
no.
Yeah.
Can't count it.
Interesting.
If you hook up with 10 ones, it's not a 10.
What about 5 twos?
You know, good point. Good point.
What about 4 3.5s?
You're really desperate if you're throwing a half on there just to make yourself feel better.
Yeah.
In 2018, the HBO drama series Succession debuted on HBO.
Succession?
Indeed.
We'd have rounded her up, but she only had one boob.
That was such a great show. We might have to spin through it again.
P1 birthdays. Dearest Sweet Clean Monty, today the 52nd birthday of good strong P1 friend Atticus. His leaders are Monty, EA, and Joey Chestnut. He likely couldn't beat any of those three in the bologna eating championship, but does appreciate the resulting long horse fart it would create. He would really like a tattoo of Dave's drawing of Bert and Ernie on him somewhere and wonders what Norm has in his underwear. Mm. Thank you for all you do to your bodies.
Hey, line four guy.
Yes, Norm.
Guess what
I have
in my underwear.
I'm dying to know.
A doggy vibrator.
Dave, would you pay for that?
A doggy vibrator?
No, the Dave Bert and Ernie tattoo.
I'm not going to pay for that.
I mean, if he's willing to get it.
You need to pay for that.
Why would I pay for that?
Why wouldn't you?
It's your art.
I mean, I would. If he would want to pay for it himself, I would try to recreate it for him.
Okay. You should be on the hook somehow.
Yeah, let's get the painting and hang it next to the guitars in the hallway.
Good idea.
I like Pee Wee Herman Dave. Splash.
So we have a Brooks and Dunn signed guitar, and then Bert.
Servicing
making,
Ernie.
Yeah, Ernie see heaven. Birthdays, Carl Everett, 55.
Doesn't believe in dinosaurs.
Have a hot still Carl no. and Red vote Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe Kapler once interviewed him for us. That was as close as we could get to him.
Bob.
Travis Hafner, 49.
Said he shaved his balls.
Pronk.
Pronk indeed. Al Horford, 40.
Pretty good little career.
Future Maverick.
I'd take him right now.
At 40?
I would take every 40-year-old in the NBA right now just to fill out the back end of the roster.
Jalen Suggs, 25. Roma Dunze, 24. Turning 87 today, Ian Hunter.
Oh, Hunter.
Of Mott the Hoople.
And of Cleveland Rock, the original Cleveland Rock.
Not the Drew version.
What what did Mott the Hoople sing?
All the Way to Memphis. All the Young Dudes.
All the Young Dudes. That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
That's the big one.
Turning 75 today. Don't just call her Jill Biden. Dr. Jill Biden.
You call her doctor.
Like, oh, you got cancer, huh? Go see Dr. Jill Biden. She'll look in a book and tell you.
No.
Who can help you?
Smarter than you.
Yep.
High bar there. Kerry King is 62. Poor Lando. And not there for that one, but that is the guitarist for Slayer. Anderson Cooper, 59.
Gay.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Norm, be cool, Norm.
He's gay.
Rafa Nadal, 40.
Whoa.
That's a big one. Has he shaved his head yet?
Tennis.
He is not. I hear his documentary is quite enthralling.
Turning 61 today.
Maybe he'll get Witten's old hair.
I don't think that's just someone passed down to other athletes.
Raiders Jason Witten hair.
Five.
Turning 61 today is Scott Mann, who's been in 150 films, like A Rim with a View. Harry Butt Slamming. Dad's Doing It. And Dad's Doing Dads.
God.
Oh, hey.
Homosexual.
Yeah, I see a trend.
Are you sure? He was also in Young Poles and Old Holes. Lord of the Sea Ring. Object of My Erection.
Four.
And Homo on the Range.
The Western.
Yeah.
Right. I had a theme. Born this day, now
it
dead.
John Wang. Thank you. Thank you.
Born this day, now dead. We have Yordano Ventura.
Man.
four.
Think about the Cy Youngs he could have had.
That was a DR death, wasn't it?
It was. And Larry McMurtry. Dems Day still
he
dead.
He spoke at my high school.
Giordano?
No, we had a guest speaker, and then they were like, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, noted award-winning author Larry McMurtry. And you could have heard, like, dude, crickets in
pin
there.
Drop.
What? Jerks. We thought we were getting, like,
corner having an
Andrew Dice Clay or something like that.
Dems Day still dead.
Books.
What if he smoked a cigarette the way Dice did?
That would have been awesome. Three.
We have Tolly, Ayatollah Khomeini.
Old Tolly.
The Tolly?
Tolly Rodriguez's brother. David Carradine.
The great David Carradine. Don't worry about how he died. Doesn't matter.
It says here,
worry about how he lived.
Asphyxiation.
Jumped off a building. Dangled off a balcony.
I think he jumped off a bridge.
The guy doing what he loved.
Just a mess when they found him. And down the state still dead in 2016, 10 years ago today, Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad.
And you're done.
Shut it down!
I'll have some pita bread and some Muhammad.
Bye, Justin.
Bye, David.
Bye, Paul.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.